Well, for me, it's always good to be around David Akers. Believe it or not, it was 13 years ago, 14 seasons ago, that I first met this guy. We were both working in Pennsylvania. He for the Eagles, I for a television station in Allentown. Amazing to think that we're both still kicking in this business, huh?
It's funny, man. It's been a blessing to be part of the NFL for so long. And as you know, it's tough to stay in the spotlight at times when people are gunning for your position. But it's been a good run so far. And it's been neat to be a part of the Lions for the short time so far, you know, getting to know some of the guys and seeing how practice is going.
As you reflect on your career a bit, I mean, look at the numbers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 5 NFC Championship games, 2 Super Bowls, 6 Pro Bowls. What's been the key to your success? I hope I didn't get any of that wrong.
Well, actually, it's 7 NFC
wow
games.
Well, that's right, that's right.
2 with San Fran and 0-2 for the Super Bowl. So I just got my first place loser ring for San Fran this week. I mean, it's a beautiful ring, by the way. Tiffany just did a fantastic job.
You want the real one?
Yeah. It just, there's nothing quite like second place, you know. It's an honor just to be able to be in that. And 7 NFC Championship games. I think I've played in around 20 postseason games. I could be wrong on that. But I know over a season of postseason games. Some of the things I've talked to the guys about, like the winning aspect comes just kind of within. You know, when I was with the Eagles and we went on that great run, they went from a 5-11 season to 11-5. The Niners, we went on to a 13-3 run in 2011, and then obviously, you know, built off that momentum last year. You know, some of that stigma, you can't win or any of that stuff, you kind of have to just throw that out the door and just say, you know what, this is the group of guys you have in a locker room. You can do it with these guys. This team is very talented. They've been talented for a couple of years. A couple of things happen, injuries start piling up. And then that brings up the spacing between the difference of teams. And I remember coming here in 2011 with the Niners and coming down to the last second play where Delanie Walker, I don't know how he just, you know, he either shaved off his knee pads or stuff, but stayed up just enough to get across the goal line to win that game. And, you know, yeah, the Lions made it to the playoffs that year. But I felt like that game kind of took a little something out of them. And let me tell you what. Within the Niners locker room, we did not want to face the Lions a second time because that game was very, very physical to watch. And then the Lions fans were just unbelievable. I think we had like 6 or 7 false starts that game. They were extremely loud. So that was a neat environment to be a part of. When you're talking to the guys that are new to the system or new to the NFL, and you know, they hear a stereotype about a team. Listen, I've been with 2 teams where the stereotype wasn't good either, and they turned it around, and it was neat to be a part of that.
Replacing a legend, man, that is something else. I mean, it's not often that when you're the 38-year-old guy, you're considered young, but that's the case. And Jason, and even before him, Eddie, have just created a legacy of great kickers here. What does kicking in Detroit mean to you?
I have the utmost respect for Jason, not only on the field, but off the field. He's just a strong, solid man and a role model for a lot of people. And the Lions organization should be proud because in today's football era, you don't have a guy for 21 years. So it takes a special person and it takes a special organization to allow a player to stay around that long. And so hats go off to both those guys. So there's no replacing Jason. You can do half the career that he's had. It's wonderful.
Now, I know you've heard the criticism of you and the concern perhaps about whether or not you'll be able to bounce back after suffering through some injuries, yeah, some other issues last year. Get fans up to speed with where you are mentally and physically.
Well, the mental aspect is fine. I mean, as you said, I have been fortunate enough to play in 6 Pro Bowls and had some all pros and things of that nature. So I know how to make kicks. You know, the physical thing, that was tough. That was tough to deal with. And it's one of those things that is kind of like climbing a mountain. You know, you start at the bottom, you start to build a foundation, and you just keep climbing each and every day. And, you know, until you hit that summit at the top. And right now we're in the climbing process and we're trying to do the best we can. And I'm always going to give 100% when I'm on the field. And if it's not good enough, then it's not good enough. But I'm going to go down swinging.
Well, it's good to have you here. And it's good to see you again. It's really incredible when you think about it. Everyone's hoping that David Akers is going to be able to make the kicks as he has for the majority of his career. Maybe you can break that 63-yard record this year, huh?
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. He tied it last year, by the way. That's David Akers.